Hello and welcome to C3 Scott Inc. presents, Protecting Your Dock Before It's Too Late. Today we're talking about something that most waterfront property owners don't think about, at least until it becomes a serious problem. And that is, your dock. If you own a dock on the coast, you already know, it's constantly under attack by saltwater, sun exposure, changing tides, and of course, storms. But here's the part that catches people off guard. Most dock damage doesn't happen all at once, it starts small. A soft spot in the decking, a slightly leaning piling, a bit of rust on your hardware. Easy to ignore, right? But underneath the surface, those small issues can mean something much bigger. Rot spreading through the structure, marine organisms eating away at your pilings, or load-bearing components slowly failing. And by the time it becomes obvious, you're no longer talking about a simple repair. You're looking at a major rebuild. That's why today I want to talk about something incredibly important, dock repair and maintenance, and why acting early can save you thousands. Now, when it comes to dock repair on the Crystal Coast, one name that consistently stands out is C3 Scott. They're a licensed marine contractor based out of Swanboro, North Carolina, with over 25 years of combined experience in marine construction. And what makes them different is simple. They've seen every type of dock damage you can imagine, and they focus on fixing the problem the right way, not just the fast way. Let's break down what that actually looks like in real life. Because dock repair isn't just one thing, it's a range of solutions depending on what your structure needs. Sometimes it's as straightforward as replacing worn or splintered decking boards. Other times, it's deeper structural work, like repairing framing underneath the dock, or replacing pilings that have lost their strength. And then there's hardware, something a lot of people overlook. Salt water is relentless. It corrodes fasteners, weakens connections, and over time, compromises the entire structure. Upgrading to marine-grade materials isn't just a nice-to-have, it's essential. They also handle storm damage repairs, which is huge in coastal areas. After a storm, what looks like minor damage on the surface can actually hide serious structural issues below the waterline. Getting a professional inspection at that point isn't optional, it's critical. Now here's one of the biggest questions dock owners ask. Should I repair my dock or replace it entirely? And the honest answer is, it depends. If your main pilings are still solid and the damage is limited, repairs are often the most cost-effective option. But if the structure is aging and multiple components are failing, replacement might actually save you more money long-term. What's important is having someone who will give you a straight answer, not just sell you the biggest job possible. And that's one of the things C3 Scott is known for, transparency. Let me give you one piece of advice that can make a huge difference. Don't wait. Dock damage is progressive. It doesn't stay the same, it gets worse over time. A minor issue today becomes a major expense tomorrow. That's why regular inspections and seasonal maintenance are so important. Simple things like tightening hardware, checking for rot, and catching early signs of damage can dramatically extend the life of your dock. At the end of the day, your dock isn't just a structure, it's where you launch your boat, where your family gathers, where you enjoy the water. Protecting it means protecting your memories and that entire experience. So if you're on the Crystal Coast and you've noticed signs of wear, or even if you just want peace of mind, it's worth reaching out to C3 Scott today for a professional dock assessment. Call Willie Scott at 336-816-8170 or Cody Scott at 252-241-3272 for a free estimate. We offer free on-site inspections, honest recommendations, and high-quality repairs designed to last. And remember, when it comes to marine construction, what's beneath the surface makes all the difference.